everybody. Hello again. This is Chris, and this is episode 19 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thank you once again for joining me here by this dilapidated fence. It's actually the first time I've been to this fence. It's the first time here. So this is going to be a short one. I just want to do a short episode here about the minimum wage. This is one of those issues that just doesn't die. It just will not die. And Democrats just continue to embrace this incredibly stupid idea of supporting a minimum wage, a government mandated minimum wage. Just, you know, some government politician decides nobody should earn less than blank. You know, $15 an hour is what it is now. And, you know, they say this because they say they want to help. We're the party that's going to help the poor. We're going to help poor people. We're going to give you all a raise. Yay! Everybody's going to get a raise. You're not going to be making $9 an hour anymore. Now you'll make $15 an hour. Yay! Aren't we great? Vote for us. But it's all, I mean, we have to be smarter than that. The American people need to be smarter than that. They need to be, and we Republicans need to make better arguments against this. This is so stupid. The minimum wage law is incredibly stupid. All it does is make workers more expensive. That's all it does. So if you're a store or a restaurant and you hire a certain number of people, all this does is arbitrarily, by order of some morons in government, and remember, government is full of morons. All it does is make all of those employees, all of those workers, more expensive. It doesn't make those workers any better. They're not better. They're just more expensive. You know, if you, and so what, and really this is very anti-worker. You know, the Democrats love to say they're pro-worker. They believe they're pro-worker. They want to help the workers. But all they're doing is making workers more expensive, which, if we think about the basic laws of economics, when you make something more expensive, you reduce the demand for it, right? Because people don't have any more money. There's no more magic money somewhere. You know, if you go to a store, let's say you go to the grocery store and you want to buy, you're there to buy 5 tomatoes because you have $5. Your tomato budget is $5 and you want, and tomatoes are a dollar a tomato. And so you're going to buy 5, your plan is to buy 5 tomatoes. Well, the government comes along and says, no, we're going to help the tomato making people, tomato growers. We're going to mandate that all tomatoes cost $5. Well, are you going to buy 5 tomatoes? No, you're just going to buy 1 tomato. You don't have any more money. The government didn't give you any more money. They just said tomatoes are more expensive. So now you only have $5. You still only have $5. And now you can only afford 1 tomato. It's the same thing with workers. You still only have the same amount of money that you had before. But so now you have to hire fewer workers. Which, and what does that mean? That means the workers that you, so maybe you had 10 workers, now you're only gonna, you can only afford 8 workers. That means those 8 workers have to do the same job, the same amount of work that 10 workers were doing. So it's not pro-worker, because now those 8 workers have to do more work. It's more work spread among fewer people, right? So, and you know, and so there's that. That's one way that it affects people negatively. Another way is that if you need, maybe you can't get by with fewer workers. You really, really need 5 tomatoes. You've got to have 5 tomatoes. So what does that mean? That means you're going to have to buy less of something else, right? Something else is going to have to suffer. So maybe you were also going to buy some corn and some hamburger, but now you can't afford the corn or the hamburger. You can't afford as much. So you're just, so the tomato people will win because now you're going to buy five tomatoes that cost $5 each, but the hamburger people and the corn people are going to lose. So it's a, you know, there are certain natural laws of economics that Democrats refuse to acknowledge. And, you know, if you want to be pro-worker, here's how you can be pro-worker. Encourage entrepreneurship, entrepreneurialism. Encourage business creation. Maybe lower taxes, lower regulations, so that people can, so that it's easier and less expensive and less time consuming to start a business or expand an existing business. Then that, if you did that, that would increase the demand for labor. That would increase the demand for workers. You wouldn't artificially, arbitrarily raise the price of each worker, which reduces the demand for workers. You will increase the demand for workers. And when you increase demand for something, naturally, prices will go up. So wages will go up. Naturally, now you've got the natural laws of economics working in your favor, working for you, working for the workers. So if you want to be pro-worker, you have to understand the basic fundamental laws of economics and get those laws working for the workers, not against them. Because if you, the minimum wage sets the immutable laws of economics against workers. It pits the laws of economics against the workers. Those laws of economics are now working against the workers. So if you want to be pro-worker, make those laws work for the workers. This is a really, and this is, you know, this is one of those issues that Republicans don't understand it. I don't see a lot of Republicans really making good arguments against the Democrats, against this minimum wage. The Democrats are constantly raising the minimum wage, constantly. It's all they do. So it's one of the things that every election cycle they say, we're going to raise the minimum wage. It's one of those perennial issues. Every election they talk about it. And Republicans, you know, Republicans have a Republicans attack him, attack Democrats, but they don't really make these clear, simple, very articulate, coherent arguments against why the minimum wage is a stupid idea. And it's anti-worker. It hurts people. It doesn't help people. It hurts people. Or if it does help some people, it helps some people at the expense of other people. So this is just a really simple thing, really simple issue that Republicans need to better understand so that we can make better arguments, so that we can win debates and win elections. Okay, so that's episode 19. I hope you liked it. I hope, it's a quickie. But if you like it, give me a good review on iTunes and share all this with your friends and everybody and else and everybody you can think of. And if you know any Republican candidates, share them with Republican candidates. You know, I'm just trying to do this so that I'm just trying to help Republican candidates, but also Republicans at, like I always say, you know, at a cocktail party. Not that anybody, does anybody really go to cocktail parties anymore? I don't know, but if you're at a bar or at out to dinner with somebody who's a Democrat, you can defeat all of their arguments because they're all wrong. I mean, pretty much all Democrat arguments are wrong. There's a couple that are right. Maybe I'll do an episode on the few arguments that Democrats get right. But that'd be a really short episode. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening, and I will see you on episode 20. All right. Bye-bye.